Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 44. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 25. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas State University has announced a new 80,000 square foot building, helping to provide new office space for 250 employees, along with increasing the total office and laboratory space for industry partners in the Edge District.
The Edge District, prior to this investment, has had up to $2 billion of investment in the last 10 years focused around the National Agribiodefense Lab and the strengths of Kansas State University. And so to add this additional $30 million investment is just the launching pad for another home for 250 jobs that can strengthen Kansas State University in the Edge District.
That was Greg Lawrence, the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Financial Officer for the Kansas State University Foundation, where he says so far Edge has created more than 1,400 jobs to date, with a predicted additional 3,600 jobs to come. So far, there's more than 300,000 square feet in the Edge District, giving opportunities for individuals for office and laboratory spaces.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The city of Topeka, Kansas has received an international award this week. As the Greater Topeka Partnership Chief Equity and Opportunity Officer, Glenda Washington has been recognized as the Global Life of Impact Award by iChange Nations.
It's breathtaking. You work in hopes that people are going to notice the change that has occurred in your community as a result of the work that you do. And you work and hope that people will notice the impact that it's making.
That audio from WIBW. According to the Greater Topeka Partnership, they say that Washington oversees entrepreneurial and minority business development programs for Shawnee County, along with managing the Topeka and Shawnee County First Opportunity Fund, LLC, which is a microloan program for entrepreneurs in the community. The Global Life Impact Award winners go all over the world based on the impact they have in their local areas, with other award winners coming out of Uganda, Ethiopia, and the Navajo Nation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another community across the state of Nebraska are concerned about potential new energy developments regarding wind energy. They could be changing the property values of their local properties. As KNOP News Channel 2 reports that Dawson County has recently gotten together to discuss the new plans of the wind turbines between Dawson and Buffalo counties, as they discuss the opportunities of having both positive and negative impacts on their property values.
What I look for, I mean, it's if the lease is valid, it's going to improve the property value. But it needs to be done the right way. There are a lot of questions that needs to be answered, because a lot of the projects that are a problem, why people are afraid of them, are, you know, there's windmills that aren't being used that are still standing there, and nobody knows exactly how they're going to get rid of them.
That was Kobe Rickardson, owner of Remax Home Farm and Ranch, where they say some of the causes for concern among residents include the noise that wind turbines could create, as well as potentials for shadows flickering on buildings if they're not located far enough away.
This Saturday, get prime for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brew's restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Fair Board has announced the theme for this summer's event, A Pipeline to Your Dreams, runs July 18th through the 23rd in Washington County. Marshall County Fair theme this year is The Place to Be in 23 and runs July 13th through the 18th. Pheasants Forever will host an informational meeting in Marysville Friday regarding the Northern Bobwhite Quail Initiative, which seeks to address habitat loss and fragmentation, habitat planning, weed treatment, and prescribed grazing to benefit bobwhite quail. Cost share and technical assistance is available to landowners and can help return on investment on low-performing acres through conservation cover and range resiliency. This interactive and informative workshop Friday runs 1 until 2 p.m. in the community room at Marysville City Hall, is free and open to the public. Contact the NRCS office or call Austin Hesslinger at 616-312-3689 for more information. Recycling operations in Marshall County will center on 4 drop-off container locations, which are operational as of March. They are located in Marysville on 20th Street north of Hedstrom Hall, in Axtell north of the firehouse, in Blue Rapids City Park, and in Frankfort, northwest of the ballpark. 3 compartments will accept cardboard, plastic, and aluminum and tin, which will be taken by Temps Disposal to the Twin Valley Workshop for sorting. Glass will not be accepted, and paper, newsprint, and magazines may be taken to the Twin Valley Operations Beatty, which is open Monday through Fridays, 8-3:30. Public is urged to separate recyclables and not dump trash or non-accepted items at the drop-off trailers. Valley Heights community will continue a once-a-month pickup, as well as the third Saturdays each month from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in Blue Rapids through May, then in Waterville, June through November. Cost of upkeep, limited personnel, and need to replace trucks and trailers were cited as reasons for the change in the recycling program in Marshall County. The second Saturday drop-off in Marysville has been suspended. The drop-off sites again are in Marysville on 20th Street north of Hedstrom Hall, in Axtell north of the firehouse, in Blue Rapids at the city park, and in Frankfort northwest of the ballpark. The annual legislative forum in Marysville Saturday included State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, who were joined by staffers for U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, as well as Representative Tracy Mann's office. Of note, on the federal level, negotiations on the farm bill were mentioned, as well as the spending cap, an effort to include the value of farmland and small businesses for families with children applying for college student aid were listed as concerns. A number of state topics were outlined, and questions from local residents touched on rural housing, train safety, the food sales tax, a flat tax proposal, CanCare revisions, school resource officers, and the prospect of school vouchers, which are being considered. Our public affairs program this weekend will include comments from State Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Lisa Mosier from the annual legislative forum. Tune Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman.
Sandra D. Penn, 70, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be March 25th, 10 a.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial will follow in the Vermilion City Cemetery. Contributions may be sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel, Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sandra D. Penn.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers early on today, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Cloudy skies on Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And still cloudy over Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Another chance for some rain showers on Saturday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. And rain showers still possible throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain in the morning on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Temperatures starting to warm up throughout next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 53, record high on this date 79, the average low 29, and the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening 6:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
Could you use a secret weapon for growing healthier vegetables this spring? It might be in your medicine cabinet. Details from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Detective novelist Mickey Spillane was born on this day, and in 1964, the Ford Motor Company began production on the Mustang. When gardening season rolls around, be sure to keep a bottle of aspirin handy. No, not because gardening is a headache, but aspirin could benefit your vegetables. When used properly, spraying a diluted solution of aspirin water on some plants can accelerate germination and boost resistance to disease and insects. Not all vegetables are suitable for an aspirin regimen, but those in the nightshade family, namely eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, and potatoes, seem to respond the best. Keep your mixture no stronger than 1 aspirin per gallon of water. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
James, it's Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Big 12 basketball action kicked off last night for the tournament, and four games underway again tonight. Starting off with last night's games, we saw the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers top the number 9 Texas Tech Red Raiders with a final score of 78-62 last night. West Virginia moves into the rounds starting today as they play later on with 2 p.m. against the Kansas Jayhawks. The Oklahoma State Cowboys also topped the number 10 Oklahoma Sooners yesterday, 57-49. They move forward with game number 3 with their game this evening. And day number 2 of the Big 12 Conference gets underway, starting off with their game number 1 at 11:30 tip-off. The early morning game is the number 4 Baylor Bears take on the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes. Followed by the 2 p.m. tip-off today is the number 1 Kansas Jayhawks take on the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers. The Oklahoma State Cowboys square up against the number 2 Texas Longhorns. That tip-off at 6 p.m. tonight, followed by game number 4 of the day as the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats are up against the number 6 at TCU Horned Frogs.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
You need to be in La Crosse, Kansas at the La Crosse Livestock Market on March 15th at 1 p.m. for the 28th annual Mid-Kansas Angus and Simmental Breeders Annual Bull Sale. With 50 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls selling, along with 25 commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females, the sale will be live, or you can visit liveauctions.tv to bid online. For more information, visit mkab.com. Or just come and visit us on March 15th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market.
With tournament play underway in each conference, the Associated Press has also come out with their Big 12 Player of the Year for 2023. And that choice was the unanimous pick by the Associated Press of our very own Kansas Jayhawk, Jalen Wilson. The 6'8 junior forward went into the Big 12 tournament leading the league with 19.7 points and 8.4 rebounds per game. He joined the Kansas State senior forward, Akante Johnson, as the unanimous first team picks in the selection revealed on Tuesday this week. Johnson ended up averaging 17.8 points and 7 rebounds per game for the season. At the same time, first-year Kansas State Wildcat basketball head coach Jerome Tang was voted as the Coach of the Year by the Associated Press after playing 19 seasons as the assistant for Coach Scott Drew at Baylor. Tang had led the Wildcats to a 23-8 record for the regular season and third place in the Big 12 standings going into tournament play. Other recognitions included senior guard Adam Flagler and Kansas State junior guard Marquise Noel to round out the first-team picks for the year, with Noel finishing 5-8 in the Big 12's top free-throw shooter at 88.5%.
Wednesday night high school basketball girls scores from state tournament action. First in Great Bend, Class 1A Division 2. Undefeated and 2 overall seed Hanover Wildcats defeat Wallace County 63-32. They will face the 3 seeded Tipton Blue Jays as they defeated Hutchison Central Christian 45-40. That game between the Wildcats and the Blue Jays can be heard live on KNDY 95.5 with tip set for 2 o'clock Friday. On the other side of the bracket, one-seeded Lebo defeated Roselle Pawnee Heights 56-12, while five-seeded Buckland defeated four-seeded South Haven 44-35. In Class 1A Division 1 action out in Dodge City, the three-seeded Frankfort Wildcats defeated six-seeded South Gray 61-53. The Wildcats will move on to face two-seeded Quinter as Quinter defeated seven-seeded Olpe 57-47. That game between Frankfort and Quinter can be heard live on KNDY 95.5 with tip set for 6 o'clock Friday. On the other side of the bracket, 5-seeded Donovan West defeated 4-seeded Central Plains 62-40, while number 1-seeded Norwich defeated 8-seeded Cat and Galva 42-34 to set up the matchup with Donovan West.
The Hanover Lady Wildcats are headed back to the semifinals of the state tournament, 1A Division 2. They won the quarterfinal matchup over Sharon Springs, Wallace County, on Wednesday afternoon. 63-32, the final score. Hanover jumped out to a 20-4 lead after the first quarter, led 31-10 at halftime, 43-19 after three, and went on to win it by 31. 63-32. The Lady Wildcats now 24-0 on the season as Wallace County finishes their year with a record of 16-8. Three Wildcats in double-double territory as Anna Duneman led the way with 13 points and 11 steals. Also 11 points, 10 rebounds for Keegan Atkins, and Macy Hawley added 10 points and 15 boards for Hanover in that victory. They out-rebounded at Wallace County 52-38 and created 25 turnovers, including 19 steals on the day for Hanover. Wallace County was one in double figures, led by Jersey Finish with 12. Once again, Hanover moving on to the state semifinal, the 1A Division II tournament in Great Bend, winning over Wallace County 63-32. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donovan.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats held off the South Gray Rebels 61-53 in first round play in the girls 1A Division I state tournament at Dodge City Wednesday. Teams went back and forth in the first half. Frankfort trailed by one. But Sydney Wapp led the second half. 18 of her 21 points came after intermission as Frankfort outlasted South Gray. Wildcats hit 24 of 30 free throws, South Gray 9 of 14. Wapp led all scorers with 21. Emma Hardwick with 16. Hattie Gross in double figures with 15. Frankfort improves to 21-3. South Gray's Kylie Stapleton, a sophomore, had 5 trays, 17 points. Their top scorer, Vi Helm, had 10 points. She fouled out late. Rebels end their campaign 17-7 as Frankfort wins 61-53. And third-seed Frankfort meets second-seed Quinter in the Friday semifinals at 6, live on KNDY. Reporting, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
A favorite food source for birds in winter, butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds in summer, the native purple coneflower has found its way into home gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purple daisy-like flowers top 3 to 4 feet tall plants for several months from mid to late summer and often into fall. Cut plants back halfway early in the season to encourage more compact growth and to delay flowering. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, it prefers full to part sun and fertile loamy soils. It is adaptable and can be grown in clay in drier conditions. Purple coneflower combines nicely with a wide variety of native and non-native plants. Prairie drop seed, switchgrass, little blue stem, and other native and ornamental grasses make nice partners. The purple flowers look great with orange blooms of butterfly weed, purple flowers of liatris, and Russian sage. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. What's bugging you and your houseplants? Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
When news of the defeat at the Little Bighorn reached Monroe, Michigan, this town had extra reason to mourn. They did not lose just one soldier in the battle, but five. The story of the five men from Monroe is this edition of The American Countryside.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Just 3 days before the Battle of Gettysburg, George Custer was promoted to Brigadier General at the age of just 23. But the Army changed much when fighting ceased.
He's no longer technically a general in the Army. He becomes a captain. Again, the Army, which would have been about 1 million men by that time, right after the war, was authorized for only about 40,000. So there weren't a lot of positions for officers.
Andy Clark at the Monroe, Michigan County Historical Museum says Custer became commander of the 7th Cavalry. His wife and several family members accompanied him to Fort Abraham Lincoln before the fateful battle at Little Bighorn.
His brother Tom Custer, who had been decorated with the Medal of Honor twice during the Civil War, his younger brother Boston, his nephew Audie Reed, and his brother-in-law James Calhoun were all there.
The family and their hometown, all with roots in Monroe, Michigan, was devastated by the news.
Unfortunately, all of them were killed all the same day, which I can't imagine the tragedy that must have struck that family. You know, losing one family member is quite a bit, but losing five in one family and in pretty much one community.
His wife helped inform the families of others who had been killed. She then returned to her hometown.
Libby was in Monroe, but she spent a lot of time in New York City. She was a great advocate for him afterwards, and she actually wrote 3 books about their life together, and they were very popular books.
The couple had no children, and Libby never remarried. A large statue of General Custer on horseback was erected in their hometown, which President Taft dedicated here in 1910. Noting the legacy of the Custer family and their contributions to the armed forces. Traveling the countryside in Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give him the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
Keep in mind the number of worms, their impact on the herd, and their level of resistance will vary from farm to farm. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
This is Callie Breeds with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, one thing I've learned about baking is that if you miss just one critical ingredient, like baking powder, your cake could literally flop. And I have to admit, that's happened to me a time or two. No one walks into a kitchen for the first time and can immediately throw together a cake. It takes knowledge, a good recipe, and the right tools and ingredients. You could say the same thing about your finances. Having all the components can help you get the best results. So ask yourself, do you have the knowledge, tools, resources, and plan to get the best results? As you're creating your recipe for a content, confident, and generous life, seek out some wise financial counsel. Set up some time with a financial professional. Just like learning to bake, they'll be able to help you understand what you don't know and show you the tools, resources, and recipe for a more content, confident, and generous life.
Jim's Carpet takes our hats off to the men and women who care for our disabled and wounded military personnel. Whether you are a family member or a medical professional, thank you for caring for America's heroes. Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. Vance Gerdes Funeral Home knows the challenges faced by those who care for PTSD and wounded servicemen and women, and commend their dedication to helping our veterans of active duty service. Thank you for attending to their needs. From Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, proud to support our military.
Observations on ongoing and upcoming challenges to American agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Those attending the recent Top Farmer Conference at Purdue University heard Chad Hart give a broad overview of all things agricultural in the next few years. Hart is an ag economist with Iowa State University.
Looking forward over the next 5 years, ag labor may be one of the biggest issues we face. It's not just ag labor, it's just labor in general.
Transportation has been a challenge for ag too. One example, says Hart, low water levels in the Mississippi River hampered barge traffic this year.
You think about one 15 barge tow, how many semis do you need to replace it? 1,050. If you will, the transportation problems exacerbate the labor issues that we have.
Hart says farming business costs are going up just like everyone else's.
We spent a lot of time talking about the U.S. economy, worries about inflation here, worries about a recession here. What we haven't talked about nearly enough is those same problems existing worldwide and how it's likely going to take a bigger bite out of those economies than the problems we're having here.
And that will impact American farmers since much of what they produce is exported. It's going to be interesting. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres more or less, near Blue Rapids for the Milo Crouchable family. The sale Thursday, March 9th, begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. This mixed-use property features 157 acres more or less, a great opportunity for someone to diversify their current operation with 88 acres dryland crop, 67 acres native grass, and a pond. This offers utility to any kind of producer. This land auction of 157 acres, more or less, 725 Dogwood Lane, Blue Rapids, will sell for the Milo Crouchable family. Thursday, March 9th, sale begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. For details or information, contact Crossroads Real Estate and Auction. Go online to kscrossroads.com, find them on Facebook, or phone Bryce Ebert at 785-410-7095.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The right to repair is a big topic in American agriculture. Kevin O'Reilly, who is the director of the Right to Repair campaign, he says a recent memorandum of understanding on right to repair from John Deere isn't all that it appears to be.
It's clear when you ask farmers that they don't have what they need to fix their equipment. They have pretty resoundingly said that this is not enough. And so we are continuing to push to make sure that they have whatever it takes for them to fully fix their equipment, because because at the end of the day, they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for these devices, and it's critical that when it breaks down, that they can fix it and get it back up and running and out in the field. So we are listening to the farmers, and we're continuing to push for this kind of change.
He talks about where the MOU from John Deere falls short.
It limits certain functionalities. So farmers can't access the same level of diagnostic information or troubleshooting information that the dealer technicians can. And in addition to that, they can't pair parts, which is an unfortunate reality of modern equipment. You have to electronically pair a replacement part to the particular machine, to your tractor, your combine, etc. And farmers don't have that functionality, which means they've got to call up the dealer, they've got to pay whatever the dealer wants to pay, and they've got to wait as long as the dealer will make them wait.
Let's take a look at your soil temps around the state of Kansas from Abilene Machine. You can depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just give them a call at 800-255-0337 or order online at AbileneMachine.com. Right now, we have a temperature of 44 in Hiawatha, 45 in Miami, 50 degrees in Cherokee, 47 in Harper, 46 in Lake City, 47 in Ashland, 42 in Gray, 42 in Richfield, 43 in Staten, and 34 in Cheyenne. And that's a look at your 4-inch soil temps around the state of Kansas from Abilene Machine.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Get on target with the very best Perfert and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale north of Blue Rapids Saturday, March 18th at 1 o'clock. Featuring 35 Hereford bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, and 12 Hereford heifers from Spring Hill Hereford, plus 27 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. New this year, 9 F1 heifers sired by Spring Hill Hereford bulls. Broadcast live on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th, 1 o'clock at the On Target Bull Development Center, 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids, off Highway 77.
The Grain Elevator and Processing Society advances grain industry knowledge and information sharing through a network of global agriculture professionals. Learn more on today's Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line? Your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Spencer Reams is president of the Grain Elevator Processor Society, and he describes what JEEPS does as an organization.
Largely driven around education. You have guys and gals that come in from all different types of backgrounds. Farm kids are no longer the source of employment, across our industry. So when you have people that come into this industry that have no idea, this is a great place to go get education about, you know, what elevators do, the purpose behind them, and how they function on a day-in, day-out basis. We're big on the safety aspect and compliance. We have to deal with a lot in that. So this is another opportunity through this organization where you can get that. You can get that knowledge because we have professionals. We even have OSHA personnel that's involved in our chapters as well. And that helped bridge that gap a little bit.
Additionally, Reem says that networking is an important part of Jeeps.
If you're able to get into a group of people that are like-minded that you can call on and for different things, you know, whether it's day-to-day operations or, hey, maybe I'm going to move across the state. If you have a network of people that work in the same thing that you do, it just sets you that much farther ahead, in my opinion.
Reems points out they are not a political advocacy organization. And as for an industry outlook, he says that he expects more consolidation in the grain elevator industry, largely due to drought. Jeeps includes 26 U.S. chapters with 2,832 members. I'm Lori Boyer. You'll find more agricultural information and articles at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Right now, March corn at 6.23. That's down 11 and a half. May corn is down 11 at 6.14 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May down 20 and three quarters at 7.79 and a half. July Kansas City wheat 7.71 and a half. That's down 19 and a half. May oats 3.50 and a half. That's up 1.5. July oats up 2.25 at 3.51. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 15.27 three quarters. That's up 1. May soybeans down 2 at 15.15 and three quarters. Cotton for May, 82.31 is your current price. That's down 31 cents. July cotton down 21 cents at 83.04. Looking at live cattle for April, 164.60 is your current price. That's down 80 cents. June live cattle down 90 cents at 159.70. Feeder cattle for March down $1.25 at 192.50. Feeder cattle for April down $1.40 at 198.60. Crude oil for April right now down 41 cents at 76.25. Crude oil for May, 76.41 is your current price, and that's down 40 cents. Gold for April, $1,833.70 at your current price, and that's up $15.20. June gold, $1,850.60, that's up $15. Silver for March, $20.03, that's up 2.5 cents. Silver for May, $20.16.5, and that is up almost 2 pennies right now. Let's take a look at Wall Street on this Thursday. Here's what we got right now. The Dow down 122 currently, S&P down 18, NASDAQ down 25. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag.
Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is Jay Boyer with Boyer Limousine, inviting you to our 32nd annual production sale, March 12th. Our thick-top limousine and limb flex bolts will produce heavier calves at weaning, along with calving ease, feed efficiency, and a good disposition. No matter what size of your operation, we'll have bulls to fit your herd. At the sale, we'll have 40 bulls and 20 bred and open heifers. Call me at 402-696-4410 with questions. See you at the sale Sunday, March 12th at 1 East.
Local Enhanced Management Areas, otherwise known as LEMAs, are voluntary water programs that have spread to parts of Kansas. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State economist Bill Golden shares information on how these programs started and the large impact that they truly can have on water conservation efforts.
The first local enhanced management area was started up in Sheridan County. We call it Sheridan 6 LEMA. These local enhanced management areas are voluntary programs. The producers get together and decide if they want to cut water use, how to come up with the formula for deciding who cuts what. They enter into these with the state. It basically modifies their water rights. One of the benefits of going with the local enhanced management area concept is that when the producers start the program, as the example Sheridan 6, they started it for 5 years, and they agreed that if it didn't work, if it was not economically viable, that after 5 years, they could back out of it. The producers in Sheridan 6 cut water use by at least 20% relative to their neighbors.
Golden goes on to explain that the impact goes beyond just water conservation and has even led to greater earnings for producers.
Now, the Kansas Geological Survey has done a study and just asked how much water have they reduced relative to their historic averages. They have come up with the number they've reduced water use 34%. We had a group of producers in the area that voluntarily gave me their economic data inside the LEMA, and we had producers outside the LEMA. And what we found was that they had reduced water use. Their yields were basically the same, but they were making more money. At the end of 5 years, these producers decided to re-up. The Kansas Geological Survey has come out, and what they have found is that the water level used to drop 2 to 3 feet a year, and now it's dropping 2 to 3 inches a year. Okay, so in that area, we just nearly stabilized the aquifer.
He explains that even he had his doubts with how successful this program could be in the beginning stages.
To be honest, I did the economic studies back in 2006 for them. We were predicting that they would lose money. Reducing water use 20% is a great idea. It's going to help the aquifer, but you're going to lose some money. And we made that prediction based on the assumption that the farmers were very efficient in their use of water. What we heard now after 4 or 5 or 6 years from those producers is, hey, Bill, we're just not as efficient as we thought we were. We're making better use of rainfall. We're putting in soil moisture monitors. They have also changed their seeding rate and their fertilizer rate. They're just more concerned on making money as opposed to making yield.
With insight on the benefits of the voluntary water conservation programs called LEMAs, that was K-State economist Bill Golden. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thank you. classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.